The Vietnam vets will be having their food stand here today, Saturday and Sunday. They do a great job, burgers, brats, hot dogs, chips, and they always have the gals in their group is always making homemade treats, goodies, so they've got baked goods too. Mary Spurgeon from Spurgeon Winery, she's going to be here sampling wines.
Keep Greg away from it.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try. We'll keep him busy out in the orchard. Janet Marie, who does a lot of felting, a lot of products, gift items here in the store, she's going to be demonstrating with her felting machine on how to felt, and her machine uses 300 felting needles. She's going to be here tomorrow and Sunday sampling that. Audrey Blau with her Cedarberry Table Runners. Monty Berger is going to be here on the patio both days from 11 to 2 playing his old-time country music. We're going to have apple specials going on, Honeycrisp apples. You can't resist this deal. If you are a Honeycrisp lover, we have a deal for you. It's a honey of a deal, $35 a bushel for the most biggest, beautiful Honeycrisp apples you could ever think. So, you know, come buy the whole bushel, share them with your family. It's a good buy. And the Rave apples are going to be 30% off. And we can't forget, we've got fall mums. Oh, yeah. Beautiful for decorating. We've got pumpkins, squash, gourds, and we also have our local fresh cranberries. So again, with the seasons coming up, you can throw a bag of fresh cranberries in the freezer when you need to make that cranberry relish or other cranberry recipes. We've got fresh cranberries.
You'll be open this season for approximately how long then?
Oh, I'm sure at least till Thanksgiving and after that if the apples last. So as long as the apples last, we'll be open.
Always fun to come out here. It's tradition for us. Thank you for your sponsorship over the years. We appreciate it very much, and thanks for inviting us out.
Thank you, Phil. It's great. Just one more plug.
Yeah.
Open every day, 9 to 5. Tuesdays, get your discount, 10% off all your apples. So every day, you don't just have to come this weekend. We love to see your family come see our family. It's a tradition here, celebrating 121 years.
And six generations, right?
Six generations almost. That sixth generation just landed on the property this year with my grandchildren. So yeah, got four of them, and they love to help too. If they can't see over the counter, we put them on a stool, and then they can look over the counter. That's how we started.
Won't be long. Leo will be punching a clock here too.
Oh, probably. Probably. If his mom has his way, maybe.
Judy Elvin joining us from Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A senior Israeli official confirms that indirect talks with Hamas will begin Sunday. That's after Hamas has agreed to release hostages under the terms of a plan proposed by the U.S. ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv has more on what Israel's doing.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu instructing the military to halt all offensive operations in Gaza. That's according to two Israeli sources familiar with the matter. Only defensive measures are now permitted. And that order came after President Trump called on Israel to halt the bombing of Gaza, claiming that Hamas is ready for lasting peace.
Day four of the government shutdown set to extend through the weekend after more spending bills failed in the Senate Friday. The U.S. on Friday carried out its fourth strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Pete Hegseth said four men were killed in the attack. He called them narco-terrorists. And the California woman who attempted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was sentenced to 8 years in prison. This is ABC News. The Des Moines Public School Board filed a lawsuit against a consulting firm that it hired to find a new superintendent who's now in ICE custody.
Des Moines School Board Chair Jackie Norris says of JG Consulting,
the firm failed its duty to properly vet candidates. Ian Roberts should have never been presented as a finalist.
And she says, if we knew what we know now, he would never have been hired. Ian Roberts is accused of lying about receiving his PhD from Morgan State University and his immigration status as well. The Immigration Department says Roberts is a native of Guyana and has been living and working in the United States illegally.
Taxpayer dollars were used, and we are seeking accountability.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing over 800,000 rideshare drivers in the state to join unions. It's part of a deal between the governor and Uber and Lyft. They allow unionization in exchange for new insurance requirements. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Tony Schumacher calling for hot, sunny, and breezy this Saturday with a high of 88. For tonight, lots of stars, still very mild, will drop down to 62. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, windy, warm, and sunny. Rain will roll in during the overnight, a high Sunday of 83. Sunday night into Monday, rain likely. Showers are likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 65. 66 on Tuesday. The midweek outlook, sunny, cool, and pleasant with a high just at 64 degrees.
WRCO is proud to once again be part of the annual Ithaca School Fair. Today's report comes your way thanks to community sponsors Oakwood Fruit Farm, Driftless Area LLC, Wilkinson Auctions, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, Cardinal Glass CG, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Tri-County Building Supply, Wilson Doran Construction, and Town Taxi.
Melissa Sprecher, Instructor of Agriculture at Ithaca Schools, is our guest. Melissa, could you talk about some of the upcoming events and some of the degrees the team is looking forward to earning?
Yeah, and we're kind of gearing up. This is the time of year. As soon as we get through homecoming, I start prodding the kids to get their stuff done for their proficiencies because those are due, and it sounds like a long time away, but they're due right after the first of the year. But there's a lot of work that goes into them, a lot of financials and stuff like that. So I try to get them going on keeping track of that stuff and getting caught up because we're not really great about keeping track of that stuff over the summer. I feel like once we get done with state convention, it's like, okay, now I get a break for a while. And so just kind of getting them caught up to that. So when it's time to do proficiency applications, we have that part done.
How many members do you have in the FFA chapter at Ithaca?
So we have 68 members between our middle school and high school chapter, which is pretty incredible considering the size of our school. Mm-hmm. We talked about doing a field trip where I was going to take all of the FFA to World Air Expo, and we kind of looked at how many kids were going to be left in school, and we're like, well, maybe we won't take the whole group this year.
When you're talking, I don't know how many of those are high schoolers, but, you know, you've got over half the school pretty much in FFA. So that's pretty impressive. Positive peer group pressure to join the chapter then, right?
Oh, definitely. And we have kids that, we're kind of getting an FFA where we don't have as many kids that are from the farm, or even have like one generation removed. And we really recognize that in FFA. And so we try to get all the kids that we can involve because there's so many great pieces of this, of FFA. It's not just as we see, like, you know, the showing the animals and doing those kinds of things, but it's the leadership conferences, the positive role models that they have, especially as they're growing up through FFA, those older kids being a great role model for the younger kids, getting into some kind of career path that's in agriculture, which there's so many anymore. It's not just the local, you know, farm store or being a farmer or an agronomist. There's so many other things and pieces of that. And we just really want to expose kids to those things because at the end of the day, our goal is to try to bring those talented kids back to our community to offer something back to our community and help grow our community. So if we can get them onto a path where they're going to bring something back to our community too and come back once they're done with their education, that's the goal because, like I said, those kids they're dedicated, they work hard, you know, they're the kind of kids that you want to have build up your community.
A lot of work for the FFA to get ready, as we talked earlier about, you know, putting up all the gates and everything. And tear down is, you know, takes about the same amount of time too, doesn't it?
Yeah. So our administration was great this year, and we don't have a school day on Monday after school fair. I think after the week of homecoming and then all the activities and then having the dance, you know, the game and the dance on Saturday and the horse show on Sunday, I don't know how attentive anyone would be on Monday. So Tuesday we'll go back and take everything down and clean everything up. And Mr. Nee helps out as well, and with his class they come down, and between my classes and his classes we get it set up and taken back down again.
Well, here we go again. Good luck. We hope it's a great weekend for you.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to just mention is our music boosters this year, they're getting ready to go on a trip again soon. And so one of their big fundraisers that they do is the pie auction on Saturday during their meal up in the gym. So if you like to eat pie, and sometimes there's some cakes and stuff there too, and some cheesecakes, be sure to go check that out and put your bids in, because we have a lot of great bakers in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Food is a big part of the Ithaca Fair Day. You know?
Definitely.
A lot of good food.
Lots
there.
Of places to eat, yes.
Yep. We hope people will stop by, and then we hope a lot of people will support the sale. I know they always do, but that's such a great positive thing for the kids, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Another thing that came back this year is FCCLA is doing a caramel apple sale again, and we haven't done it for a couple of years, but it's coming back. So we're pretty excited about that. Everyone loves caramel apples. They get the caramel apples from Oakwood, and then they make their own. So that's kind of fun. And they're going to, this year, instead of having the messy caramel apple that you have to try to clean up and keep clean as you're walking, they're actually going to do it like in a bowl where they're going to chunk up the apples and put the caramel and stuff there. So it makes it even easier to eat. So make sure you check out those too.
Good. I'm going to have to go to the time machine and get some money out here.
That's perfect.
They don't call them time machines anymore, ATM. Yeah. showing my age. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much, Phil, for having us. I always appreciate it.
You bet. Melissa Sprecher joining us in this report on WRCO. WRCO.
I got a new apartment. I sit out on the deck. I've got a killer view of my new Corvette. My stereo is playing all my favorite tunes. The only thing I'm missing here is you. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some changes if I could. I bought some brand new clothes. You ought to see me now. I got myself in shape, I've been working out. I've got a bunch of friends, they call me on the phone. They know how much I hate being alone. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some changes if I could. Change.
Madison area native Jerry Lear. A couple of decades ago, I actually had him on the show on a Saturday morning. Stacy Kleist was my news lady that day, answered all the phones while Jerry and I sang about Corvettes. Well, he sang, because nobody wants Adam to sing. Fast forward to today, we have Ithaca alum Caitlin O'Connell in the newsroom at 7:45 with a news update. That's about 30 minutes away.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center, or call 608-475-6090.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
It's a time travel journey of entertainment proportions. We do it each and every Saturday at 7:20, a look at This Week in Entertainment History. Today we start in 1959. The science fiction anthology series The Twilight Zone premiered on CBS television. The series ran for 5 seasons and 154 episodes. In 1955, the very first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records, now known simply as Guinness World Records, was published. In 1941, The Maltese Falcon, starring Humphrey Bogart, premiered in New York City. In 1971, Soul Train, a syndicated TV show that featured dance, music, and interviews with popular artists, premiered. Celebrity birthdays include Buster Keaton, Charlton Heston, Susan Sarandon, Alicia Silverstone, and Dakota Johnson. Your Rabbit Ears Memories coming up next.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency. It's time right now for your Rabbit Ears Memory on a look at this week in entertainment history from WRCO-FM. We look to a 1957 television sitcom premiere for today's Rabbit Ears Memory. We go back with the CBS Television Network debuting today in 1957, Leave It to Beaver.
Mama told
some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Sometimes I head into the weekend, wake up, and I think, we need a whole dose of 1990s country. Yeah, why not? Clint Black, King George, all part of your wake up. 7:25, birthdays and anniversaries about 5 minutes away. 7:45, Caitlin O'Connell's in the newsroom. We'll have our Town Taxi Triple Play and Prime Mover following 8 o'clock, and we'll talk about Ithaca Homecoming. We also have the Oakwood Celebration.
Friend fiddles and steel guitar. Listening to the sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man till the daylight's gone. Sing the rain on the roof on a summer night where there's still no wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. See who is celebrating in the area on this fourth day of October. Brought to you by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes.
No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Well, jumping right in on this Saturday, October 4th, get together, Ann M. is celebrating and best birthday wishes from your family. Happy 50th wedding anniversary to Larry and Sherry Nelson. Love you from Art and Margie. Clayton Jelenic is celebrating today and on the St. Mary's School list. Happy 7th birthday to Easton Hines with love from Grandpa and Grandma Kretz. Kenna Clark is celebrating a birthday. Lori and the gang likes to reminisce about that, as well as going out to Kenna Clark from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday wishes on birthday number 9 for Aaron Faber, with best wishes from Mom and Dad, Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, and Lilia. Happy birthday wishes to Brenda Walther today from Five Points Lutheran Church. Stetson Joseph is celebrating that from Lori and the gang. Suzanne Fish, all of your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Aiden Imhoff is celebrating today. Happy birthday number 14. Have a great day with love from Mom, Dad, Alex, Danae, and Aubrey. And also, happy 14th birthday to Aiden Imhoff. Love, Grandma and Grandpa Myers. And happy 14th birthday to Aiden from the rest of the gang. That would be Mike and Michelle, Mark and Melissa, Brett, Michelle and Mateo, Tyson and Eli, as Aiden Imhoff celebrates today. Here's an anniversary wish going out to Larry and Susan Hallett from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. From the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, Peter Benjamin is celebrating a birthday today. Paisley Hagee makes the Beulah Wesleyan Church anniversary and birthday list today. From Schmidt-Wilden Hills, Heidi Lomas is celebrating on this 4th day of October. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Frank Burhagen, hope you have a great birthday. And then anniversaries for Kirk and Jill Layer, Larry and Susan Hallett, and Dick and Lorraine Dahlberg. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Monica Hatch, John Imhoff, Steve Passold, Helen Walsh, and Sue Ruckheim all celebrating birthdays. And our anniversary to tell you about for Mike and Cora Jacobson. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Janice Bellman, Clayton Jelenic, Piper Kepler, Max Waldsmith, Salix Waldsmith, and Lucille Berkhammer. And then an anniversary for Mark and Ty Benson. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCOFM.
A whistling called love. I just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get around to it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love, it cries and cries all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over. Take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing.
Oh, it's It's a crazy little thing called love. Speaking of crazy little things called love, 56 years ago today, it was a Saturday, Don and Sue Lang tied the knot, and they have never looked back. 56 years for Don and Sue Lang, so congratulations. It was actually Don Lang that sold me my very first Fiero. Now, my friends and family, they may hold that against you, Don, but oh, I will ever so much be appreciative of that. Don and Sue celebrating. Congrats, kids.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday.
Ronnie McDowell. Yeah, it's only make-believe. It's the weekend wake-up. Adam Hess with you, 737. The Works Floor and Home Thermometer showing 56 degrees, folks.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, J&J Recycling & Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
740 at 745, we'll have a news update with Ithaca alum Caitlin O'Connell, the Ithaca Fair and Homecoming. Phil Lee and I will be on hand. We'll be doing the game on the radio. We'll be announcing the parade, PA-ing from the school, so it should be lots of fun. Class of 1990 should be assembling at Chicken Scratch right about now for the reunion. Here's a 1990, well, it's an 80s memory, but us 90s kids, we love this show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. The law will allow. Showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Waylon Jennings with the theme of the Dukes of Hazzard from the CBS Television Network. 742 news is right around the corner. We're at 56 degrees with Mel McDaniel. You just gotta stand up, folks.
Ever had a hot date? One of those can't wait. Things go a little too far in the middle of a good night. Have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Testify. Ever met a woman late night roaming? Party till your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa loaded up your visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up. If you ever been there, stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it, stand up, testify. Just for me, man, knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify, stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify.
That's classic. Classic Mel McDaniel at 744. We're at 56 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Coming up next, we'll have a news update.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 7:45 is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. According to Nick Grunseth, mostly sunny, breezy, hot for early October. We may break a record. The record high for today, 87 back in 1953. The projected high today, 89. Our current temperature is our morning low. Actually, we're back down to a new morning low now. We were at 56, but the new morning low and current temperature is 55 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A former dean at UW-Richland has died. Donald Gray died last Friday at the age of 83 in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don worked as dean of UW-Richland, where he appreciated the students and their humor, especially when they filled his entire office with balloons. Don moved to Madison in 1988, where he worked until retirement with the UW-Madison Foundation, raising funds for multiple projects and buildings that would literally help reshape the campus for generations to come. A celebration of Don's life will be held at Tower Light Senior Living in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, on Saturday, November 1st, from 1 until 2:30, followed by a memorial service at 2:30. A traffic crash in Richland Center last weekend resulted in an arrest. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Sunday at approximately 3:50, the Richland County 911 Communication Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of North Jefferson Street and West Union Street in Richland Center. The crash involved a truck and a motorcycle. The caller reported that two individuals had been ejected from the motorcycle and were lying in the roadway. Responding officers from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene and immediately provided medical assistance until Richland EMS personnel arrived and assumed care of the injured. Richland Fire also responded and provided traffic control and assisted with the scene security. During the crash investigation, officers detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the truck involved in the accident. A search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in the discovery of 438.2 grams of marijuana. As a result, Jake J. Quick was arrested and tentatively charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in honor of Adam Zirbel, who unexpectedly died in the course of his work as a forester at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources on Monday, September 22nd, at the age of 48. It started October 1st. Wisconsin households won't have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from the residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to the bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-2027 state budget. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. There's citywide garage sales, the Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday at 4 o'clock. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days is being held today and tomorrow. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp is being held today from noon until 7, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will help step off in downtown Richland Center at 7 tonight. Sunday will feature tours at the AD German Warehouse, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, at noon, 1, and 2 o'clock. The 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming is being held today at Ithaca Schools. The day's activities include the Music Boosters Breakfast from now until 9 o'clock. The Ithaca School Fair gets underway starting at 8 with a livestock show and animal judging. Viewing and judging of gym exhibits also start at 8 o'clock. The Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches. We'll have a potato bar and a pie dessert silent auction, all starting at 9. The Little Britches Show will be held at 9:30, and the Homecoming Parade will step off at 10:30. The Meat, Animal, Cheese, and Apple Auction will be held at 11. The Kinchy's Pedal Pool will be held at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and mascot races will be at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2 o'clock. Dr. Brandon Federley is high school, middle school principal at Ithaca.
Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Following the ceremony, the homecoming football game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30. Tonight, the homecoming dance will be held at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the horse show will be held at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild will host a quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room this weekend. Numerous handmade quilts made by Quilt Guild members will be on display at the quilt show, along with various handmade items to purchase. Cheryl Harris of Bosque Bell will be the featured quilter, exhibiting numerous quilts that she has made over the years.
I've been sewing since I was 5 years old. I love to quilt now, and I'm just making quilts for different charities, and I put my quilts in various quilt shows across the United States. I've been at national and international quilt shows, and sometimes I win some of that prize money.
She says quilting is much easier now than when she began quilting.
I was still in, I think, junior high or grade school, later, but I never even finished that quilt. It was too new, and the geometry part was kind of a little difficult then because we didn't have the rotary cutters and the different tools that we had back then, that we have now today. It's so much easier now, and the techniques that keep coming out, you're just able to quilt a lot faster and a lot more accurate now today than you could years ago. You had to be really skilled back then.
Cheryl has also had her quilts published in quilt magazines and calendars.
I write my own patterns and I copyright the patterns. A lot of quilt designers out there these days actually only have the copyright for just the instructions, because a lot of quilt blocks are pretty standard. But I have figured out some quilt blocks that are different and unique that have never been designed before. It takes a lot of studying the quilt history to figure that out, which I've done. And I've designed some new quilt blocks that have never been designed or done before, and I'm selling those patterns on my website at heartfeltquiltdesign.com.
There will be a bed-turning ceremony during the quilt show on each day where quilts will be viewed, with the telling of each quilt's story.
It's actually a history of quilts, and they talk about some of the different techniques that are used in more detail as they turn the quilt off the bed. And there's a whole stack of quilts on the bed, and it's really quite interesting.
The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show will be held today from 10 until 4 and tomorrow from 10 until 3 at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room. Admission is free. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died on August 15th. A celebration of life will be held today at noon at the Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family. For Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died on Wednesday. A funeral service will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. For Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of Rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 o'clock on Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. For Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of Rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Frelick, 83, died on Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. For Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. For Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died on Monday. A memorial service will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church on Sunday, October 19th from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died on September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hamas said it'll accept President Trump's agreement calling on it to release all Israeli hostages contingent on conditions in the field.